Hi, this is a procedure for Joseph William, J-O-S-E-P-H-W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, Joseph Williams. Date of birth 11-5-73. Date of service is, or date of procedure is 4-27-2022. Date of, the procedure being done today is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy, number 2 epidurogram. Medical indications for the procedure are as follows. Mr. Joseph William has been suffering from severe lower back, mid back, and neck pain for several years. The recent MRI on 2/22/2022 showed positive findings as follows in the lumbar spine. He has a L2-3 shows a peripheral disc desiccation, borderline right-sided height loss, minimal end-plate spondylitis, grade 1 L2 retrolisthesis of about 2 millimeter, posterior disc bulge of about 3.5 millimeter. At L4, L5, there is grade 1 L4 retrolisthesis about 2 to 3 millimeter, posterior disc bulging eccentric to the left up to 3 to 4 millimeter in the left foramina and posterior lateral spaces. L5, S1, there is a mild to moderate left-sided disc height loss as well as minimal end plate spondylosis, posterior bulge, broad-based posterior midline disc protrusion, and annular fissuring, mild to moderate facet arthritis, and right ventral thecal sac effacement. All of these findings point towards a severe pathology for the lower back, and an epidural injection to this area at L5-S1 is an excellent choice of relieving the most of the symptoms, most of the pathology, healing them en bloc, and 4 to 6 injections are recommended. And if no relief is obtained completely, then a facet joint injection will also be attempted, and possibly a medial branch block. The procedure for the injection is being done to relieve the pain, improve the ADL, and decrease the need for surgery. The patient has signed the consent, and it is being done according to the protocol. The next procedure being done is intra-articular injection of the right shoulder. The medical indications are severe ongoing pain of the, no, the procedure is intra-articular injection of the right shoulder with steroid, Marcaine, and dexamethasone under fluoroscopy. The medical indications for the procedure will be based on the MRI, and the MRI has shown the following findings. The patient is having a effusion, large size effusion in the shoulder joint, along with supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendinosis, tendinitis, as well as subacromial bursitis, shoulder joint effusion, and complex tear of the anterior superior labrum. And the patient has been provided a consent. He has signed the consent. All the risk and reward have been explained. The injection to the right shoulder was done according to the protocol. 5 cc of dexamethasone with Marcaine was injected. Patient reported a reasonable relief of pain and was able to move the shoulder much better. Thank you. The next procedure was for Joseph William, date of birth 11-5-73, is intra-articular injection of the right knee. The medical indications of the procedures are from the MRI report, which shows complex tear of the posterior horn of medial meniscus extending into the body. Lateral meniscus was unremarkable, pain of the anterior cruciate ligament, and moderate knee effusion. The patient procedure will be intra-articular injection of the right knee with steroid under fluoroscopy. The injection is being done to provide immediate relief of pain, improve the ADL, decrease the need for surgery. The patient recently has visited orthopedic surgeon Dr. Cohen, and he apparently has not offered the surgery at this time. So to temporarily relieve the pain, this procedure is being done. The procedure for intra-articular injection of the knee is being done according to the protocol. Thank you.